Here at the World Food Prize in Des Moines, I'm speaking with Sir Gordon Conway, who is the author of 1 Billion Hungry, Can We Feed the World? He was on a panel that kind of set up the discussion here for the Borlaug Dialogues. And first of all, Sir Gordon, can you tell me a little bit about your book?
The book is called 1 Billion Hungry, but the other title is Can We Feed the World? And basically the book says, yes, we can, but there's lots of buts. There's about 24 qualifications in there. We've got to get all those things right. Very simply, it says that the routes forward to food security are through innovation, appropriate innovation, through markets that connect smallholders in particular to markets, through people, both men and women, particularly smallholders. There's 500 million smallholders in the world. And finally, through political leadership, both in the developed countries and in the developing countries.
How big a role is animal protein going to play in feeding the world in the years to come?
Well, it is important. Animal protein is important to get healthy young people. And that's why I think at the moment something like 70% of small farmers actually have some kind of animal they're raising. But the bigger question is, to what extent can we produce enough grain to feed the massive growth in livestock production in places like China and India and Brazil? That's a really tough question. It's a separate question, but it's a tough one.
Tell me about what you thought about it in general, the panel that you were on and the presentations that they made and the points that they made with reference to this year's World Food Prize.
Well, it was a very interesting panel. It was chaired by Roger Thoreau, who's sitting next to me now, who's written a great book called The Hungry Season. We had a Nigerian farmer called Susan Godwin, and she talked about her life, and she talked about how over the years she'd learnt many things, had assistance, technical assistance of various kinds, and how she had managed to bring her family out of poverty into quite a reasonable living. And I thought that was very impressive. And then we had Jane Karuku, who is the president of the Alliance for a Green Revolution for Africa. And she talked about the kinds of things that they're doing to help farmers like Susan Godwin move forward. And she gave a very good story about working with bananas. And then finally, we had Professor Gebisa Ejeta, who is a sorghum breeder at Purdue University, and has done brilliant work to develop new sorghums.
Well, I don't want to keep you from selling more books here, but if someone's interested in getting you the book that's not here, tell us how we can do that.
Oh, that's fairly simple. You just go on to Amazon.com or Amazon.co.uk. You can buy it there.
And do you have a website?
Yes, there is a website, and it's called canwefeedtheworld.org. Canwefeedtheworld.org. And that has all kinds of material that isn't in the book, so you can follow up from that.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much. Here at the World Food Prize, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.